back on Downtown. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in, as always, our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good to talk with you again. How was it to get back and sleep in your own bed for a few nights?
Well, get back into the routine, and had a great week, but looking forward to a great weekend of basketball.
Yeah, definitely. State championship weekend and some very interesting matchups, starting right here in Bangor at the Cross Center tonight with the Class B title games. Let's go through each one of them and start with the girls. What do you think we'll see from Old Town and Oceanside in the opener tonight?
Well, Old Town is quite a story. I mean, they were a number two seed, and it wasn't like, outrageous that they won, but they were pretty heavy underdog against Ellsworth last week. Ellsworth rolled through the regular season. They defeated Old Town twice pretty easily, and Old Town was losing two key players, including a starter, and they handled Ellsworth pretty handily. So on paper, it looks like Oceanside would be a favorite, but on paper, it looks like Ellsworth was a big favorite last week. So Heather Richards doing a great job. She had different fans. They were loose. Sage Evans put on, she put Old Town on her back last week and got the set of here. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one tonight.
All right, and then the boys' game, Oceanside boys in there against Orono, who did a great job in the Northern Maine, very competitive tournament. I guess the question is there anybody who can stop Oceanside?
Well, Orono did last year. It's a rematch of last year's state championship game, and Orono just has that winner's mentality.
Mm.
On paper, what Oceanside did this year, you'd have to say, yeah, they might be the favorite. But Orono went into the V North tournament as a fourth seed. They knocked off one, two, three. They knocked off anybody that came their way. And they came up clutch in their final game against Old Town. Fourth quarter, P.S. Walsh just stepped up. And, he's as clutch as you get in this tournament. He showed it. That place, if you want to get into the building, get there early, because I think it might be sold out.
Well, that's going to be great tonight. Now, tomorrow at the Augusta Civic Center, four games on tap. Let's start with the Class Ds, and you know all these teams very well from your two trips over to Bingham to follow Valley. Game one, Southern Aroostook and Valley High.
Yeah, I actually saw Valley three times. I saw twice at Valley and once in Guilford this year. And no surprise at all that both those girls and boys teams still playing. I actually think this girl game between Southern Aroostook and Valley, I mean, I know everybody's looking at Orono and Oceanside boys tonight. I agree this could be something to watch, but I think Southern Aroostook Valley might be one of the most interesting things for the weekend. Southern Aroostook is not off to challenge in the state games, but they will certainly be challenged this year. That could be the game of the weekend.
And then Valley boys take on Bangor Christian tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, Valley boys led by Harry Lewis and Fish and Kingsbury. They're both sophomores. They both went over the 1,000-point mark of the same year. And I do play eighth grade, so it's kind of like doing it as a junior, but still, that's quite impressive. And then, seeing them play, they could be a tough matchup for Bangor Christian, but give Bangor Christian a lot of credit. Skank was a heavy favorite in the D-North regional. They had a game plan, and they stuck to it. Defensively, they shut down Skank. So, it won't be easy for Valley, but I would say they have the favorite of that one tomorrow afternoon.
We're talking high school basketball state championship weekend with Mark Cowlin here on Downtown. On to Class C tomorrow down at Augusta, and the Dexter girls will try and bring home a gold ball against Halldale.
Yeah, Coach Jody Greer, heck of a program there. He's won two state titles in his career, going for number three. And he just, defense first. They play their style, and they do it well. Possession basketball, he has, the five status he has
No question about that. And then in the boys' game, the team you picked right from the get-go in the north, Mount View, up against Monmouth for the boys' B title.
Yeah, I got to say something for that crowd. That was incredible last week. And tomorrow, with them playing Monmouth, which Monmouth will fill the place too, that just kind of job with them. It's going to be a little different because obviously, playing the CrossFit in the last three games, they haven't played Augusta yet this year. So, they've gone from that. So I definitely think it's going to be their biggest challenge, but I would not, take bet against Mountain View, the role they're on right now.
And one more game involving a local team this weekend, the Class A state championship. The Hamden boys will go up against Gray.
Yeah, that's another great program there up front. Butler has them rolling. Definitely interested to see how, we won't be at that one, but we're definitely interested to see how that goes. I guess Gray's a good story down south, but Hamden just a traditional power no matter what class they're in.
Well, Mark, have a great weekend. Follow Eastern Maine Sports for highlights, videos, interviews, everything tournament you'll find at Eastern Maine Sports. Enjoy the games, Mark, and we'll check in with you next week to put the wraps on the winter season.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report on downtown is brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.